Section 16. Communicating externally. Develop an external communication campaign. An effective external communication campaign has certain key components. You will need to develop these elements in your game plan. Key components include pre-marketing, publication strategy, events, opinion leaders, the web, public relations, advertising, sales force, and coordination. Analyze the essentials. Before launching your marketing strategy, ask yourself the following questions. Am I addressing the right audience? For example, what influence do physicians, pharmacists, patients, and other players have on the decision-making process? How do I know I'm targeting the appropriate groups? Am I addressing the audience in the right sequence? For example, am I working the pyramid of opinion leaders in a logical order? Do I need to address the specialists before addressing the general practitioners? Am I addressing the audience in the right way? For example, how many of the physicians I want to email have internet access? Plan pre-marketing. You can benefit from the study before the study results are available. Just as you may undertake pre-marketing before the launch of a product, you can pre-market a clinical trial before the launch of the trial results. Create receptiveness in your target group. Choose the most appropriate pre-marketing alternative. There are basically three main ways of pre-marketing a trial. 1. Acknowledge an unmet medical need. 2. Address an important research question. And 3. Create a general overall concept. Acknowledge a medical need. Start by pointing out the medical problem. For example, you may emphasize the number of patients not adequately treated with current forms of blood pressure lowering therapy. Emphasize the need for better treatment options. You are taking a certain risk at this stage, since you will still not know if your study will demonstrate a superior treatment option. Your aspirations should nevertheless move you in that direction. Create the perception that you have something worthwhile to communicate. Address a research question. Examine your study very carefully. How important is the research question that it will answer? If the question underlying the trial is relevant to the scientific community or to the prescribing doctor, focus on this aspect in your pre-marketing activities. For example, the HOT, or Hypertension Optimal Treatment Trial, explored, amongst other things, the highly pertinent research question, what is the optimal pressure for arterial blood? Create an umbrella concept. You need to develop a theme or general concept that is versatile enough to accommodate your future messages, independently of the exact scientific results. For example, the theme of confidence, which implies trust and assurance for those selecting your product. Once you have access to the trial results, you can use your confidence theme as a platform. Confidence, because Examplex effectively lowers, and so on. Develop a publication strategy. Set up a team to help you devise a publication strategy. Key functions you may want to include in your group include marketing, the medical team, key investigators, experienced consultants or medical writers. Fine-tune the wording. If possible, don't wait until the principal investigator submits the final manuscript of the article for publication in a scientific journal. Work closely with the medical team and principal investigator before the manuscript is submitted for publication. The manuscript should contain clear, concise statements with positive vocabulary that is easily quotable. An approach like this will endorse your message. Get hold of a draft of the manuscript and read the abstract or conclusion sections. Perhaps you can suggest ways of rewording some of the more complex scientific statements. For example, you can recommend changing words that have negative connotations with words that carry more positive connotations and adequately represent the results. Or making sentences shorter, making statements more straightforward, and changing the passive voice into the active voice. Be generous with reprints. When the medical department tells you that the manuscript has been accepted for publication, you have a reason to celebrate. Invite your colleagues from the medical team to a spontaneous party in your office. They have worked hard for the last months, and now is time to show your appreciation. Contact the publisher and ask for a bulk discount if you can order multiple copies of the article before they start printing. It may appear more cost-effective to make copies on your office copy machine, but by doing so you would be infringing on copyright. And high-quality reprints for a publishing house carry more value than simple copies from a copying machine. Distribute the reprints generously. Explain to the sales representatives how the article supports the credibility of their message when handed to the doctor. Ship reprints to the scientific conferences that your company attends. Booths in the exhibition area or the auditorium where your satellite symposium takes place are all good places to hand out reprints to interested parties. Mail out your reprints. Ask the principal investigator if he or she is willing to sign a cover letter for a mailing to send the reprinted key article to your database of opinion leaders and physicians on the official stationery of the university or teaching hospital. You'll need to pay for the additional printing and the postage. Draft the covering letter. Prepare a draft for the cover letter that will accompany the reprint. Do not expect the principal investigator to do any direct advertising for you, so do not ask him or her to mention the brand name in the letter. Branding is your job. Emphasize key sentences. Is the average doctor likely to read the publication he or she receives? Probably not. You need to make it easier for doctors to focus on your message when looking at the publication. Use a text marker to highlight vital sentences that reflect the essence of your message. You can also print the most important statements on a separate adhesive post-it note that you can then attach to the original article. It will invariably draw the viewer's attention towards your message. Stimulate follow-up articles. Stimulate follow-up articles after publication of the main article. Various options include additional analyses, intermediate endpoints, reports about conferences, and reviews. Writing a report about a satellite symposium that covers your trial is also a possibility. Keep in touch with the key investigators, who may also offer ideas for additional articles or journals to approach. Of course, less prestigious journals can serve as an outlet for these articles. Timely publication in a secondary or tertiary journal can be more influential for marketing the trial results than the prestige of the journal itself. Remember, publish, publish, publish. Encourage your authors. Support your authors with honoraria or support for travel expenses. Invite the principal investigator or a colleague to write follow-up articles. The principal investigator will often assign this task to a registrar or younger researcher in their hospital or university. Try to contact this person directly while keeping the principal investigator in the loop. Establishing a good relationship with this junior person may prove useful. You can develop a pool of contacts from which future opinion leaders typically emerge. The honoraria you pay to these junior researchers is usually well below the cost of professional medical writers, so you can afford to be generous. If these people have little time, a professional medical writer can prepare a draft of the article, which the official author can then polish. Remember, the author must have final ownership and sign-off. Develop an appropriate fee structure. An example of how to split up fees during the process of preparing and submitting an article for publication is to pay a third of the total sum on the initial manuscript, a third of the sum on a revised manuscript, and a third on final acceptance of the manuscript. An alternative is to pay 50% of the agreed sum on the first submission of the article and 50% on the revised article. Work out your own system that gives the best financial incentives to your authors to complete the article within the suggested timelines. Transform your events. Educational events sponsored by the pharmaceutical industry have traditionally been both educational and entertaining. Mere entertainment is not enough. The idea of turning a mundane scientific workshop or congress for doctors into an encounter that engages their imagination and will have a lasting impression may seem far-fetched at first. You may simply be planning an education of continuing medical education for 20 general practitioners. Nevertheless, see how far you can develop the event without appearing inappropriate or foolish. Use your imagination. Imaginative event management involves much more than just organising the event. You need to plan with a mindset that will create an experience that will be remembered. You are staging a workshop for your audience. Think about how the elements of scenery, drama, or theatre can also transform your workshop into an inspirational and memorable experience. Ask an event agency about creative ideas. Make sure you don't overstep the codes of conduct and legal restrictions many industry associations have developed for their members. If in doubt, contact an experienced lawyer. The most knowledgeable lawyers are usually those who have helped develop these codes of conduct in the first place. Get the most out of your events. Benefit from your workshops and other events with your customers by taking into account the following items, depending on the size of the event. Brand the event. Try to display your product visibly, but not too prominently. Weave your message into the fabric of the event. Ask your creative agency for their suggestions. Connect with your guests. Your aim is to strengthen personal relationships with your customers. Bear in mind that it is you who is funding the event. Time your invitations. If you are planning a regional workshop for doctors, work out how far in advance of the event you would mail your invitations to maximise attendance. Based on the experiences of promotional mailings for seminars in the US, the most effective lead time seems to be 4 to 8 weeks before the event. If you plan an event on a national level, you will need a longer lead time. It is also worthwhile sending a reminder approximately 3 to 7 days prior to the event. Be careful to avoid conflicts with school vacations, national or religious holidays, or special events in the area of the workshop. Print a roadmap. Most customers appreciate the convenience of finding a map to the venue on their invitation card. This simple service will help them to find the quickest way to the event. It encourages people to arrive on time and in a more relaxed frame of mind because they've not got lost on the way. If you regularly use the same location for your event, make sure you have a clear map. Some hotels only offer rather poor maps. It is often worth spending money on a graphic designer to draw a good map and to brand the invitation card by using the typography, colours, symbols and so on of your brand. Copying a segment from a published map is an infringement of copyright. Create an event checklist. In order to prepare every aspect of your conference, ask yourself the where, when, who is responsible questions for the following items. The main scientific session. The satellite symposium with opinion leaders as speakers. Expert workshops with investigators. Press activities. Booth at the industry exhibition. Handout materials, such as brochures and reprints. And hotel reservations for speakers and selected physicians. Optional items include breakfast sessions and local media coverage. You will probably need an internal or external travel agency or Congress service to take care of the travel details, hotel reservations, and so on. If appropriate, think refreshments, sound systems, lighting, and so on. Consider a rehearsal of important sessions. Organise satellite symposia. You want attractive and well-attended satellite symposia. Be selective in your choice of conferences. It is better to have 2 well-organised satellite symposia than 3 poorly organised ones. Choose a theme that is currently in vogue and will attract people even if this topic is not wholly related to your product. Choose at least 1 speaker who is known to draw the crowds. If you need to invite an influential person who has poor speaking skills, appoint him or her chairperson. This prominent role will be happily accepted and the audience will be grateful for being spared a less than thrilling presentation. Offer your speakers support and production of their slides. Do not insist on a one-size-fits-all approach for the slides. Speakers will be more at ease and appear more credible if they are not forced to show the slick and colourful slides from the company's communication agency. Make sure that you meet the speaker and chairperson prior to the meeting. You thus have the chance to discuss last-minute changes. Share with them what you are trying to achieve with the symposium. If the event is governed by CME rules, abide by them. Get the most from your booth. Use an internal or external professional agency experienced in building booths for medical conferences. Make your brand stand out. The higher the structure of the booth, the more visible your stand will be. Keep it interactive, things to do, and buttons to press. Use mostly visual information. Images will have more impact than text. And avoid fine print in text because no one will read it. Offer special treatment to VIPs, for example, a quiet corner where you can serve coffee. And be reasonable with gifts and giveaways. If you are too generous, you will attract the wrong crowd of people. Establish the sequence of opinion leaders. make sure you contact the opinion leaders in the correct order, starting with the international leaders, moving to the national ones, and then proceeding to regional and finally local ones. Be aware that, especially for older products and for European countries, the endorsement from a national or regional opinion leader is sometimes more effective than from some distant expert on the other side of the Atlantic. One company even successfully used the photo of a local physician advocating hormone replacement therapy, and implicitly also the company's product, in a national advertising campaign.